This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Well, massive cuts coming to the Department of Health and Human Services. Karen Travis joining us live now from the White House. Just how big are these cuts, Karen?
They're significant. I mean, yesterday, the Department of Health and Human Services said that it will be about 10,000 full-time employees who will soon lose their jobs. This is part of reduction in workforce plans. And then there have already been about 10,000 who have left the agency in the last few weeks and months because of buyout offers or early retirements. So when you take that as a whole, going from about 82,000 people to 62,000, it's a significant workforce reduction. They're also planning to combine the current 28 divisions at HHS and make it into 15 divisions. They're cutting regional offices across the country. And then when you actually drill down into this, it's where they're losing people. The FDA will lose 3,500 employees, CDC 2,400 employees, and the CDC is going to narrow their scope there from now to focus on preparing for and responding to epidemics and outbreaks. Over the last several decades, the CDC has had a very wide range of focus, including monitoring nationwide health trends like chronic disease, firearm injuries, and overdose deaths.
This has been RFK Jr.'s goal, right, to kind of get rid of an alphabet soup of departments?
That's what he said yesterday, and getting the agency back to its core functions. He said in a video, "I'm going to promise you that we're going to do more with less." He says that this is going to save taxpayers about $1.8 billion a year. The agency insists that this restructuring is not going to impact critical services, but it's really hard to see at this point, you know, how they could guarantee that with this latest round of cuts. Already, we have done reporting that the cuts have hit top researchers at the NIH's Alzheimer's Research Center, and the people who identify new infectious diseases have also been cut. And we talked to experts, including the former acting director of the CDC, who said you just can't cut this many jobs without people having an impact on this, because they have so many experts at the CDC in things like cancer and heart disease. And when you lose those people, somebody else has to pick it up. And according to this doctor and expert, there's nobody else who does it better.
Now, I'm wondering if anybody is kind of making a point of this is all being done in the name of government efficiency. Mm-hmm. But HHS co-led Operation Warp Speed under then President Trump, maybe the greatest example of government efficiency in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible when you look at how fast that process got done from the beginning of the pandemic to when the first people were getting vaccinated. Just an incredible process, a public private partnership as well. And, you know, people were able to take advantage of that so quickly. It didn't explicitly come up at the White House yesterday. We'll see if that gets raised to the president or others today. But, you know, it's a great point.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers live at the White House this morning.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.